"Patience, my friend, patience. All will be clear in due time," I chuckled. One Eye muttered, "He learned his trade from our old captain. Don't tell nobody nothing till you find some gink trying to shove a spear up your butt. They could not get to me this morning. He and Goblin could have had them a fuss as bad as back in Taglios, and I'd have just grinned. I used a wad of bread to finish soaking up the grease on my plate. All right, let's get dressed and go kick some ass." Two things to be observed about being the only guy in 40,000 to get some the night before. 39,999 guys are so envious they hate your guts, but you're in such a positive mood it becomes infectious, and you can always tell them their share is behind those walls over there. Scouts reported while I was getting into my Widowmaker rig. They said the enemy was coming out of the camp and the city both, and there were a lot of the bastards, at least 10,000 in the camp, and maybe every man from the city who could be armed. That bunch would not be thrilled to be headed into a fight, and they weren't likely to be experienced. I arrayed Mogaba's legion on the left, Ochiba's on the right, and put Sindawe's new outfit in the middle. Behind them I put all the former prisoners we'd been able to arm, and hoped they did not look too much like a rabble. The front formations looked good in their white, organized and professional and ready. Intimidation games. I had each legion arrayed by hundreds, with aisles between the companies. I hoped the other side would not be smart enough to jump on that right away. Lady grabbed my hand before she mounted up, squeezed. "Tonight in Stormguard." "Right." I kissed her cheek. She whispered, "I don't think I can stand to sit on this saddle. I'm sore." Curse of being a woman. I mounted up. Two big black crows dropped onto my shoulders immediately, their sudden weight startling me. Everybody gawked. I scanned the hills but saw no sign of my walking stump. But we were making some kind of headway here. This was the second time everybody else saw the crows. I donned my helmet. One Eye stoked the fires of illusion. I assumed my post in front of Mogaba's legion. Lady moved out in front of Ochiba's bunch. Mergen planted the standard in front of Sindawe's legion, 10 paces in front of everyone else. I was tempted to charge right then. The other side was having a fire drill trying to get organized. But I gave them a while. From the looks of them, most of the ones out of Stormguard did not want to be there. Let them look at us, all in neat array, all in white, all ready to carve them up. Let them think about how nice it would be to get back inside those incredible walls. I signaled Mergen. He trotted forward, galloped along the face of the enemy, showing the standard. Arrows flew and missed. He shouted mockeries. They were not terrified into running for it. My two crows flapped after him and were joined by thousands more who came from the gods knew where. The Brotherhood of Death, winging it over the doomed. Nice touch, old stump, but not enough to make anybody run away. My two crows returned to my shoulders. I felt like a monument. I hoped crows had better manners than pigeons. Mergen did not get enough of a rise first pass, so he rode back the other direction, yelling louder. I noted a disturbance in the enemy formation, moving forward. Someone or something seated in the lotus position.